As I said before, you know, Monty bowled exceptionally well. It was fantastic to see him back in an England shirt again. He's obviously had to go away and work very hard with Sussex, and he's earned the right to be on this tour. And we all know what a quality bowler he is. So it was fantastic to see him bowling in conjunction with Graham Swan. As I said right at the start, you pick the side that you think is going to fit the conditions and allow you to win the game, and that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. Yeah, I think it is a great opportunity for them. I also think they're very excited by the challenge. So, yeah, they know it's going to be fairly hard work because the wickets out here are reasonably flat, but it's a great challenge to have. You know, they've done very well in England over the last couple of years. They've done well in Australia, as you said. So it's a logical next step for them to say, right, come on, let's prove that we can do it over here as well. And I've got every faith they can because, you know, all of our bowlers throw different questions into the mix. And certainly, you know, if you want to play well against those bowlers, you've got to play very well. So, you know, I'm very encouraged by what I've seen so far on this tour and I expect them to do well. Well, I think in a sense it is, yeah, that novelty factor always generates a bit of excitement because you're not entirely sure what you're gonna get. But also, I think there's an added sense of excitement because we've had quite a good break and quite a lot of time off. So, you know, definitely there's been a good build-up to this series. It's not like we're just sort of dropping into it on the back of another series. And I always think that's a good recipe for people to really get in the right sort of mindset to go out and perform well. Yeah, as I said, I think just given the fact that we haven't played for quite a long time, I think we're just all very excited about the prospect of playing another test match. So, you know, clearly the atmosphere of the crowd might not inspire you or inhibit you, but the majority of your inspiration comes from within anyway. So I don't think it's going to play a huge part in determining the outcome of the game, certainly. If I'm honest, you know, we had our own concerns, so I wasn't looking into the state of Pakistan cricket in great detail, but, you know, they've had a pretty stable side over the last 12 months or so, and as a result, they've played some good sort of consistent cricket on the back of that. And, you know, I think we have a lot of respect for the Pakistani players. There's always been a huge amount of talent in Pakistan. And, you know, obviously they've been very consistent recently. So we're expecting a very strong challenge, especially in these conditions. And that's a challenge we're looking forward to. If you're asking me whether we're going to play two spinners, I'll give you the same answer that I have, that we'll try and pick the right team to win the game of cricket. So, yeah, that's always our philosophy and it won't be any different this time. Well, I must admit, it took me completely by surprise when the allegations first came out. And I've certainly not witnessed anything in my time. But, you know, I think let's not be arrogant and just assume it's not there because clearly there has been an incident. And if one's appeared, then there's a fair chance there's been others as well. So, you know, I think the ECB have provided an amnesty for players to come forward in the next 3 months. And I'd urge them to do that if they have got any information because we need to root it out. If it is there, we need to root it out, get it dealt with and move on. And... you know, if you want world cricket to be in good order, then you've got to make sure your own house is clean first. Well, I think there's a lot more awareness now. Yeah, and certainly on the back of what's happened over the last couple of years, I think there is more awareness. But it's something we've got to be always vigilant about, you know. There's obviously heavy schedules, both internationally and domestically. And with heavy schedules, there's always the opportunity there for people to think that a game is less important than another and therefore they might be able to benefit from it. So, as I said, I think we're going to concentrate on trying to keep our own house in order, both the ECB with the domestic game and obviously in the England team as well. Well, look, as I said, I've got no idea if other players do have information or not, but I urge them to come forward if they do, because if there is a problem there, we need to see what the extent of the problem is and then take steps to clean it up. So I think it's a good initiative from the ECB and this is not a time where you should be kind of showing loyalty to teammates or friends or people you know. This is a time to do what's right for the game of cricket.